Everybody, it's your daily thought here on a Monday. It is March 18th, 2024. Again, a little delay in getting this one out, but it's coming out, and it's still going to be labeled as Monday, even though it's coming out on Tuesday. Wink, wink. Found this great quote, and this is coming from, I take book pictures on my phone all the time with quotes and different things to remember and remind myself that it probably would be good to get. This is a book from Alistair McCaw. Mindset is your superpower, right? And it looks like it's an interesting thing. 77 little ways to achieve excellence in your habits, routines, and life, okay? And this little quote that comes from this book, and I thought about it when I was like, oh, this is a great book. I'm looking right now at a pile of close to 20 books that I have next to my little nap bed here in the living room that I can get off my feet, recovering from back surgery here. Oh yeah, I'm gonna read all now, John. Take it easy. I think you've taken one off the pile, and you got currently one, two, three that you started reading, and there's one sitting there staring at you like it's that's got to be the one that's next. So I don't know if I need another new book right now, but this might be a good one for me to get later. But Alistair McCaw mentions about true success is about adding value to the lives of others. Kind of simple, right? True success is about adding value to the lives of others. And if I'm piggybacking off of, my past is my best mentor, the past of like my wife, my kids, my family, my parents, my grandparents, that's also can be a mentor toward me, right? The past of others that we love. If I'm adding value to the lives, to their lives, right, it's helping me out as well. Their pasts become intertwined or interconnected with mine. And I can lean on. There's things that come to mind right now that when my wife has been through tough times and watching her get through them, that helps me. It helps me right now to where she's adding value to me, because she's doing just about everything in this house. And much of it is stuff that I take care of normally, right? And then she takes care of, I'd say probably 60%, 65%, and maybe it's 35% of the stuff if you add it up and kept score, which I try not to do. She definitely does a lot around here, but now she's doing the things that I do, right? And she's exhausted and she's working, So I'm learning lessons from watching her. So if I keep adding value to her, that's adding value to myself. It comes right back. True success is about adding value to the lives of others. And even flip this around, if you're adding value to strangers, you just helped yourself from the standpoint of knowing that you did something good, something nice, something lasting, something positive, something powerful for someone else, that intertwines with someone else's past, including the person that you just helped. That you just added value to them. So in other words, there's more value out in the world now. And don't you think in today's world that there's a heck of a lot more value, more positivity, more good things that are needed, right? So when you add value to somebody else, and they in turn might go help somebody else or just have a little better day, that something else might happen in a positive, good way for them or somebody else, and you won't know about it, right? They're not going to reach back and tell you. Perfect stranger, right? But knowing those ripple effects, those butterfly effects, right? Something good happened to somebody. Something good is going to happen to somebody else. It goes on and on. The world needs more of that. I like that. I like that. That thought. It mindset, it's a true superpower. It goes way beyond yourself. It does help others, which helps others, which helps others, which helps the world. And we do need it. It's just one little thing at a time, And they say, oh, you can change the world. It's not like you're going to go out there and talk to all, 8 billion people, whatever is in the world right now, and change them and help them. You're helping one person. Even if you help yourself, right? the next interaction you have or the next decision you have to make might be just a little bit better because something happened good to yourself or to someone else, right? It's that ripple effect. It's really how we are more connected than we are apart. We do depend on each other. I just love this mindset and what it got me thinking about and inspires my day. I hope it inspires your day too, because I truly believe, you know, that when we are out there creating good things, helping people, adding value to others, we're creating a great past for us to lean on. We're creating better tomorrows for us, but we're also doing the same thing for others. And those others, the other pasts, help us, right? Especially for the people that we love and care for. Okay? All right, you guys. Hey, just want to make sure we get that out, because it was important. And I had some things that I saved over the last couple of days, and I'm like, boy, I got to talk about, oh, that's a good one too. Oh, that's another good one. So obviously I can't talk about them all, but these are things that are on my heart. I hope they become a part of your heart too here with this daily thought. And again, keep looking to help others. Keep looking to add true value to other people. That's true success, by making a difference for them, right? Strangers, people that you love, it doesn't matter, because it all comes back to you in a great, great way. Okay? All right, guys. Hey, keep smiling. Keep your head up. Pick yourself up off the ground. Look around. If there's someone else that you can help up to, lend a hand, and keep smiling. Keep going after those dreams and goals. Stay fired up. Make today your best day possible, because that becomes a better yesterday, and that way it can help you there too. Okay? All right, you guys. Take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.